This Chazar Zeichen Nishabach Ches Chashalag Mavim Yehudim Sech Nesna Darm Daf Ches. Gemara continues. Rav Gidla, in the name of Rav, said, if a person makes an oath to wake up early and learn a certain perek or a certain mesechta, he has obligated himself to a great neder to Hashem. In fact, the more he's already obligated to such a neder from Har Sinai, already he has to learn every day. So if Rav means to say that we allow this promise so that the person should encourage himself to be mezarez himself to fulfill a mitzvah, but Rav already said that in the last member that we learned yesterday, everything Mari is teaching that since a person can fulfill his learning obligation just by saying Shema in the morning and the evening, so by the way, this neder to learn more than that is effective because he doesn't have really an obligation. Of the Shinantam is enough to just learn the Kriya Shema in the morning and the evening. So more than that, he does not really have an obligation, at least not beferish in the Pasuk, like the Ran says. Maybe through a drush he has to learn more, but at least from his beferish in the Pasuk, he doesn't have to learn more than that. And therefore, since it's not beferish in the Pasuk, he has to learn more than that, a neder will be chal to obligate him to learn whatever he promised to learn. Next, Rav Gidla Nehemiah Rav said, if someone tells his friend, let us get up early and learn a particular perek, the obligation is on the speaker to get there earlier than his friend. We see this from a pasuk where Hashem told Yechezkel to meet him early, and the Shechina was there even before Yechezkel got there. Rav Yosef said, if someone dreamed that he was being put into Cherem, when he wakes up, he needs 10 people to free him from this cherem. These 10 people have to be people who know how to learn Gemara. If he can't find 10 people who know how to learn Gemara, he should find 10 people who learn Mishnayis. If he can't find 10 people who even learn Mishnayis, he should sit at a crossroads and exchange greetings with 10 people, because their reply of shalom back to him will at least protect him from harm in the meantime until he's able to find 10 people who learn Gemara who will be able to free him from this cherem. Ravina asked Ravashi, what if he knows who put him in the cherem in the dream? He remembers who put him in the cherem in the dream. Can he then just go to this one person to free him from that cherem? So Ravashi answered, no. That person maybe was just made a shliach by the Ebishter to put him into cherem, but he was not necessarily made a shliach to remove this person from cherem, and therefore he still needs the 10 people. He can't just rely on that one person. Ravashi asked Ravashi, what if he's put into cherem in the dream, but he's also freed from cherem in the dream? Is he considered to be freed, or does he still have to go ahead to 10 people and get freed? So Ravashi said, every dream has some nonsense in it. And therefore, we have to be concerned that the putting into cherem was the serious part of the dream. The freeing him from cherem maybe was the nonsensical part of the dream. And therefore, maybe he's not considered to be freed. And therefore, Yitak has to go and have himself be released from the cherem. Mar says, Amai said that Ravina's wife wanted to have her vow annulled. She made a promise, she made a neder, she wanted to have it annulled with charota. So Ravina himself went to Ravashi, was his Rebbe, went to Ravashi and asked whether a husband may act as a shliach and have the vow annulled for her in front of Bezin. Ravashi told him, if 3 people are already gathered together, so you may go ahead and use those 3 people to be matir the neder for her. However, if you have to go ahead and gather the 3 people from scratch, you're not allowed to do that for her, and she has to go ahead and do it herself. Ron explains a couple of pshatim why this would be. We learn 3 halachas from this story. Number 1, a husband may act as a shliach for his wife to have her vow annulled. Number 2, a chacham may not annul a vow in the place of his Rebbe, which is why Ravina himself couldn't either be matir his wife's neder by himself, or even if he couldn't because ishtar gufay, but why couldn't he just get 3 tamidim to do it for him? It's because Ravashi was there, so he had to go to Ravashi. And the third thing we learn is that a husband may only do so as a shliach for his wife only if 3 people already gathered there from before. Now he can't be go ahead and gather and then do this from scratch. Zemara says, with regard to freeing from cherem, a chacham may even do so in the place of his Rebbe. We don't keep someone in cherem out to cover the rav. Also, even a yachid mumcha can free someone from cherem. We don't need more than that. The Gemara says, it was said in the name of Yehuda bar Eloi, the pasuk that says that the special sun will shine for those who fear Hashem's name refers to people who are afraid to use Hashem's name in vain, and they have this special sun. Abaya said this special sun is talking about actually the regular sun of B'zman HaZeh, and it has healing powers. The dust in the air that we see in the sunlight actually has healing powers. Rosh Lakish says, no, this refers to a special sunlight that will be la'asad lavai, but not to the regular sun on this world.